Yes, indeed. Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad to be with you on this great radio station. And reminding you, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to find your next memories in Cherry County, Nebraska, in the Valentine area. Maybe this fall you can come take a trip, but maybe you're starting to think about next year getting away, a summertime visit to the Niobrara River or one of the other great outdoor amenities that we have here in the Valentine area. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
Reminds me of some really great photo ops that we have right down in downtown Valentine
to mark
where you're at. That's right. You know, all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. There's information on commercial cattle, grain, forage, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events. It's all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Daily Ag News is now provided at www.tsln.com.
This is called A Father's Hands from Sherry Solberg out of Alcester, South Dakota. A young man went to seek an important position at a large printing company. He passed the initial interview and was going to meet the director for the final interview. The director saw his resume. It was excellent and asked, "Have you received a scholarship for school?" The boy replied, "No." "It was your father who paid for your studies." "Yes," he replied. "Where does your father work?" "My father is a blacksmith." The director asked the young man to show him his hands. The young man showed a pair of hands soft and perfect. "Have you ever helped your parents at their job?" "Never. My parents always wanted me to study and read more books. Besides, he can do the job better than me." The director said, "I have a request. When you go home today, wash the hands of your father, and then come see me tomorrow morning." The young man felt his chance to get the job was high. When he returned to his house, he asked his father if he would allow him to wash their hands. His father felt strange, happy, but with mixed feelings, and showed their hands to his son. The young man washed his hands. Little by little, it was the first time that the young man had noticed his father's hands were wrinkled and that they had so many scars. Some bruises were so painful that his skin shuddered when he touched them. This was the first time that the young man recognized what it meant for this pair of hands to work every day to be able to pay for his study. The bruises on his hands were the price that he paid for their education, his school activities, and his future. After cleaning his father's hands, the young man stood in silence and began to tidy and clean up the workshop. That night, father and son talked for a long time. The next morning, the young man went to the office of the director. The director noticed the tears in the eyes of the young man when he asked him, "Can you tell me what you did and what you learned yesterday at your house?" The boy replied, "I washed my father's hands, and when I finished, I stayed and cleaned his workshop. Now I know what it is to appreciate and recognize that without my parents, I would not be who I am today. By helping my father, I now realize how difficult and hard it is to do something on my own. I have come to appreciate the importance and the value in helping the family." The director said, "This is what I look for in my people. I want to hire someone who can appreciate the help of others, a person who knows the hardship of others, to do things, and a person who does not put money as his only goal in life. You are hired." It's called The Father's Hands. It was sent in from Sherry Solberg out of Alcester, South Dakota.
Very good. That is actually amazing. Thanks, Sherry. Only in America. I thought we'd share some of these, Mike.
All right.
Okay. Only in America do drugstores make the sick walk all the way to the back of the store to get their prescriptions, while healthy people can buy cigarettes at the front. Huh. Interestingly enough, this is old, actually. It was 2006, so that was before they had drive-up windows.
Well,
now
that's true.
Yeah, now you can drive up to the
and
pharmacy.
Get your cigarettes or your drugs?
Both, I think. Okay. Yeah.
Only in America do people order double cheeseburgers, large fries, and a Diet Coke.
Amen. Only in America do banks leave both doors open and then chain the pens to the counters.
You got to watch those pens. They'll run off on you. Only in America do we leave cars worth thousands of dollars in the driveway and put our useless junk in our garage.
Yeah, and that's a little painful to think about it that way, isn't it? Only in America do we buy hot dogs in packages of 10 and buns in packages of 8. Why is that? I still am confused.
That's always struck me as just kind of plain weird. And thanks to Janice Roberts for sending those in to us. We've got more of those on another edition of The Good Stuff.